I'll know your home is protected. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Hiring is the most challenging part of my job.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. One click and my job was posted to 200-plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 200-plus job sites. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/easyhire. That's ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter.com/easyhire.
Take a swing at trivia and fight breast cancer at the same time.
Don't miss Susan G. Komen, Missouri's third annual trivia night on Saturday, January 28th at the Moolah Shrine. Get a team together for 10 rounds of fun trivia, a basket raffle, dessert raffle, prizes, and more. Funds raised from this event benefit breast cancer research and life-saving. Local breast health programs funded by Susan G. Komen, Missouri. Join the local fight against breast cancer at Komen, Missouri's trivia night on January 28th. Reserve your trivia table online at KomenMissouri.org.
Don't miss the return of Colony, an original drama, tonight at 10, 9 Central, only on USA Network.
Pinion's Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up, we've got lots to share.
Climax control system for men.
Who wants that? Who wants to control it?
Yeah, I want out of control.
Let her fly. Well, good afternoon and welcome to the January 12th edition of Pinion's Playhouse, brought to you by Gateway Lock and Security. I'm a huge fan of anything that will help nab the bad people. Imagine if we could find a way to eliminate all bad people, all mean people, all crooks, all thieves. Wouldn't that be great? It'll never happen, but you can at least make sure whoever it is that messes with your home or business gets caught on camera, crystal clear. Gateway Lock and Security. We'll talk after this. The control board, you know him, you love him, you can't live without him. He's Eon, the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus, which is a member of the SIPC and NYSE. And if you would like to find out how much money it is going to take for you to retire comfortably, it might be a good idea to sit down for a no-cost or obligation meeting with Mark and Jason. For their phone number and more, go to markandjason.com. Hello to the chicks.
Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
Your horse is fine, Dan.
You know, I tried to explain to somebody a couple of days ago. They said, who's this Bernice? It's very difficult to start from scratch and try to tell people who she was, how we got to know her, why she called.
Granny Clampett.
Hey, after we finished introductions here, remind me to ask you if you remember why she made the very first call to us. Don't answer now.
I do remember.
Save it for the end. Let's see. Oh, yeah. Rat Boy's here. And he wants to talk with Gateway Lock and Security about surveillance cameras. Somebody is... What are they stealing from you?
Jeez.
Somebody is stealing... Well, you make it pretty clear you got plenty of them. You shouldn't talk about it. So.
Really?
Yeah, I'll catch them right on camera. Give it up, please, for Bruce Limprist in the All Boy Orchestra. Oh. Yeah. Woo. Yeah. Dan, why did she call us for the first time, Bernice?
She called us for the first time because she said, hell, I've been listening for a little while, and I got to tell you something. I hated that Franco opinion when I first listened to you guys.
I don't think that was the first call.
Oh, yeah.
Peon, what? I think it had to do with squirrels. think the squirrel topic is what caused her to call the first time.
No,
and I don't even know. I think she had already been calling before I.
We
can't remember now.
We got her on the air, and she talked about how much she hated the show, and then she kind of learned to like it a little bit, and then she started talking about the squirrels.
A lot of people have never learned to like it.
No,
no.
That's one of the reasons we loved her. She finally found a way to like what we do. We're brought to you by Gateway Lock and Security. I can't badmouth alarm systems, you know, especially those ear piercing. Weep, 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 weep.
Oh. Thank you.
Is there an alarm going off?
No, that was
me. That was me. Wow. That was a mouth sound. I also can't knock a big dog. You know, some dogs bark and you
go. Is there a Rottweiler around here?
No, that was
me. That was another mouth impression. Wow. But some houses, when the dog barks, you go, I'm taking everything in this house. You know what I'm talking about? Little rat dog, little bitty dog. So big dog barks.
Is there a little chihuahua just
to get
that was
me.
Frank,
wow. That was me. I've got a lot of impressions I do. I would also not argue with the fact that the racking of a shotgun. Here, let me reach over here and rack the shotgun for you. That is a deterrent. Okay, all that's fine. But not any one of those is any kind of guarantee that, one, the crime won't be committed anyway, or, two, if it is, that you're going to catch them. I mean, they can do what they're going to do, hurt who they're going to hurt, and be gone, and you may never catch them. However.
And there's always a however in life.
You get ultra-high-definition security cameras, surveillance cameras, from Gateway Lock and Security. Somebody's going to jail because they can argue all they want. They can get the best lawyer they want. But then when the prosecutor says, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, I'd like you to take a look at something, and he hits play and plays the video captured by the surveillance cameras of Gateway Lock and Security, guilty. That's it. It's over. I think that's probably a pretty good feeling.
Was that a judge hitting a gavel?
No, that was me. I do gavel sounds. Oh, wow. Again, here. I actually do both the judge gavel and the auctioneer gavel.
Oh.
And there is a difference. This is the judge gavel. Order in the court. Order. Oh. This is the auctioneer going once, twice. So,
wow.
You hear the difference?
Wow.
Yeah. Difference?
Oh, yeah.
Only a professional sound effects person would know to make those different. Those are different mallets made of different kinds of wood. I study all this before I do the sounds. Here's the sound of a Gateway Lock and Security surveillance camera. Silent. No sound.
Ooh.
But you'll know it's there if you're smart enough to look up and you see that camera. Now you got to make a decision. Do I go ahead and do something bad to my employer's warehouse or place of business where I actually work and I'm going to try to pull an inside job? Or maybe I don't work. They just think I'm going to rob the place anyway. Or do I, as I'm looking at that camera, think, this might not be a very good idea because there's no way I'm going to get away with it. I say a lot of times they go with B and it never happens. Either one is good. I prefer B. But you're not going to get either opportunity for option A or B if you just assume that this stuff is never going to happen to you. I'll never forget, less than a year ago, the conversation I had with somebody I had just met. We're in a waiting room at a doctor's office just chit-chatting. And we get into the whole personal protection gun thing. And this person ended it because I had no further interest in talking to this guy when he said, look, the reality is, I'm never going to get robbed. Nobody's ever going to break in my house. I thought, okay, we're done. We're done. Because everybody felt that way. You talk about naive and unwilling to face the reality. There are bad people. There are lots of bad people. They want to do bad things to your property, your possessions, your family maybe. Gateway Lock and Security. Just do this for us. Just go to their website. That's all I ask. And it's easy. GatewayLockAndSecurity.com.
Hey,
from downtown St. Louis. It's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland, along. Thank you, with Bruce Lindquist and the All Boy Orchestra.
Is that a real drunk guy?
Yes. That was me doing an impression of a guy belching. Brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. 314-652-3456 or the app STL Taxi, which is free and easy to use and a great way to get a Laclede cab. And now here's Bill Cleveland.
Yeah.
Hello, Bill.
How's it going? You know, I was just thinking today's show was perfect right until you screwed that up right there.
The whole show was almost perfect. That rarely happens here. I almost never make a mistake. What do you have for us, Bill? How are you going to top yesterday's performance? That's what I want to know.
Was yesterday's performance bad? I don't remember.
No, it was great.
All right, top notch. We'll see what we can do.
Okay.
Well, Rosie O'Donnell, you know, she's one of my favorites.
Yeah.
She's now called for martial law. This is not a joke. She's called for martial law to keep Donald Trump from becoming president next week. Oddly enough, martial law is the only thing that can keep Rosie from an all-you-can-eat buffet. That's martial law.
That's about the only thing.
Yeah. Congratulations to Vice President Joe Biden. Today he received the Presidential Medal of Honor. That's very nice. Biden was apparently surprised, not by the medal, but the fact that he got to take a break from walking Obama's dog. They don't usually give him time off.
I'm not trying to make anybody upset here. What did he do to deserve that huge medal?
I plead the fifth on that.
You don't know.
No. Okay. Well, the same thing, Mr. Obama got a Nobel Prize.
That's true.
Being elected, so I don't think those things mean much anymore.
Okay.
Dr. Ben Carson was on the hot stand today. He was hoping to be confirmed as the Secretary for Housing and Urban Development. Hearings were pretty uneventful. On one side, you had a bunch of senators asking dumb questions, and on the other side, was Ben Carson sleeping.
He does seem like he's ready to doze off.
Pretty low key. San Diego Chargers are now officially moving to Los Angeles.
What is that about?
Yeah, they now have the Rams and the Chargers in town. Upon hearing the news, folks from Los Angeles said, "So, what time is the Lakers game on?"
Yeah.
Nobody cares. And finally,
aren't they playing in the same stadium?
Yes. Yeah.
I think so.
How is that a good idea?
That's cranky to work that deal, I guess.
Well, I know.
So this weekend, I guess it'll be, the Kansas City Chiefs and New England Patriots, part of the football playoff this weekend. The Patriots, they're so confident, Bill Belichick decided he's not even going to cheat.
That's
how confident they are.
That's something new.
Yeah.
You know, I forgot one of my lines. I'm so embarrassed. I was going to say something, and I totally screwed it up.
What?
Can I add one more thing?
No, we have a brand new editing system. Huh?
Oh, good.
So what is it you want to do? We'll edit it again.
I can't believe it. No, I can't. I was going to say, this just in. This just in, the TV weather people have taken their jackets off from the weather centers. I was going to throw that in there.
Hold on. Let's do it. Where do you want to put it in? Right after what? After what did
after
you just...
After the Obama's dog's joke. That's where it was supposed to go.
All right. And we'll just lay it in. Hang on. Three, two, one. Go.
Well, this just in, the TV weather people have taken their jackets off from the weather centers. Repeat, they've taken their jackets off from the...
Oh, man.
You know what? Take that back out.
No, it's in there now.
No, they're ready now. Crap. They're ready. When they take their jackets off, they're ready for the long
haul. They are serious.
They roll their sleeves up and loosen the tie.
Yeah. Sorry, I ruined the whole show. The Bill Cleveland segment is brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the AM and the PM cab company, and from downtown St. Louis on Bill Cleveland on 3550 KTRS.
Right, thank you, Bill.
Okay, see ya.
This didn't take long. Just popped up on my email. This Kent Martin.
Yeah.
Frank, I'd appreciate it if you tell Bill and anyone else, try not to say jacket off. Maybe say remove the jacket.
Whoa.
Here we go.
Wow.
Overly sensitive about everything.
Oh, that was from Kent Martin.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
He'd rather have him say, in other words, he'd say, well, I saw Dave Murray and... once he took his jacket off.
Oh.
Of course, he zeroed in on jacket.
Yeah.
In other words, he wants us to say, once he removed his jacket.
These news people.
I know. Thank you, Bill Cleveland, courtesy of Laclede Cab. I think I left that out. Let's do that now. No, I didn't. Your AM and the PM Cab Company, STL Taxi. is the app. I want to thank Chuck Dawkins. Chuck just sent an email just minutes ago regarding, remember the guy that was asking Scott Sherman about, he kept getting this mail addressed to, and look,
oh,
folks,
yeah,
addressed to, maybe I have to spell it, H-A-R-R-Y-D-I-C-K.
Mm-hmm.
Dick is a fairly common last name. Tim Allen's name is Timothy Allen Dick. His name is Tim Dick. So for someone to be named Harry Dick, that's probably not only possible, somebody probably is named that. Chuck says you can. Not only is there a no-call list, there is a no-mail list. And to get to it, you go to directmail.org.
Wow.
And you can, I guess, put in your address and say you don't want any junk mail. Or put specifically what it is you don't receive anymore. Thank you, Chuck. I was supposed to make Pistols Plus the sponsor for Scott Sherman's segment.
Oh.
Didn't have to, but I wanted to, and I forgot it. So, I'll take this opportunity now to tell you that when you go to the lake next time, or even you go anywhere near the lake, Pistols Plus. Talked about them for years and years and years. Pistols Plus is in the heart of Osage Beach, kind of across the street from Staples. I've been going there for over 20 years. I have bought numerous, not just handguns, long guns, rifle, shotguns, but accessories, cleaning equipment. Not into the archery thing. They have a tremendous archery department. I just never had any interest in archery. But lots of people do. A lot of hunters do. Pistols Plus, Osage Beach, Missouri. I mentioned I watched the documentary last night. I had recorded it on Debbie Reynolds and Carrie Fisher. Worth a watch. Very interesting couple of people. I enjoyed it. And I knew that Carrie Fisher's dad was Eddie Fisher. I don't expect Peon to know who Eddie Fisher was, but Eddie Fisher at one time...
He was like on the fringes of the Rat Pack, right?
Yes, he was a huge singing star.
He was a crooner.
And he sold a lot of records and died broke. And they showed some footage of her with her dad 3 months before he died. It was hard to watch. Here's a guy who in his prime... was that tuxedoed, dark hair, lounge singer, Vic Damone, Sinatra. You know, they all kind of had a similar... But to see him before he died, you never would have known who he was. It was sad. And he just went through his money and bad investments or whatever. Somebody sent me... Hang on here, I want to pull this up. I don't appreciate this. A listener, I'll tell you who it was. His name is William. Sends me this. It's a bunch of different sayings or things about women, and they're negative and they're sexist, and they portray wives and women as somehow being irritating.
What?
Yeah.
Oh.
And I'd like to read some of them just because from time to time we need to let people know what we don't go for. And I don't want to have any more of this stuff sent to me because I'm married. I'm with a woman every day. This stuff is not true. For example, never make a woman mad. They can remember stuff that hasn't even happened yet. I have no idea what that is. Arguing with a woman is like reading the software license agreement. In the end, you just have to ignore everything and click, I agree. Now, Dan laughs. It's nervous laughter because Dan has had more than one wife, and he knows this stuff's not true.
No, it's
Life
not.
Is short. Smile while you still have teeth. I don't know what that means.
Oh, that's bad.
Behind every angry woman stands a man who has absolutely no idea what he did wrong. Every time... here. Some things are just better left unsaid. I usually realize that right after I say them.
No.
Don't try to understand women. Women understand women, and they hate each other.
That's true.
Be decisive. Right or wrong, make a decision. The road of life is paved with flat squirrels who couldn't make a decision. If a woman says, first of all, during an argument, run away, because she has prepared research, data, charts, and will destroy you. And last, a wise husband once said, nothing.
My favorite one.
A wise husband once said nothing. Let's see. How much time do I need for the joke? I don't need that much time for it. I got an email from Dave, who's a listener. He says, Frank, I know you're a car buff. Today I heard Johnny Londo say the word sedan on the air, and it made me wonder, when did they stop making coupes? Dave, they didn't stop making coupes. There are lots of coupes. Every car maker has coupes, two-door coupes. So I'm not sure why he thinks there are no more coupes. Not only that, most of the time, if you have... take the same model, but it's available in the sedan or the coupe. The coupe costs more, and I've never understood that. The coupe is more expensive. Hey, it's two doors, not four. You'd think you'd save on the two doors you don't have to make.
Maybe it's because the seats have to fold back, fold down.
I don't know, but it's usually the more expensive version is the coupe. I never did get that. And let's see. Oh, you know who Taco Fall is?
No.
He's a basketball player. He plays for Central Florida. He's from Dakar. He's 7'6".
Wow.
Now, imagine going through life at 7'6". The Alton Giant, Robert Wadlow, was 9 feet tall. All the books say 8'11".
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, he was 9, and here's how I know this. I did a lot of reading about the Alton Giant years ago. When he died... he was still growing, and the last measurement they had taken of his height was 6 months. Official measurement was 6 months before he died, and that was 8'11". So this guy 7'6". You go, ooh, that's tall. You need to look up the Alton Giant, man. That was one really tall guy.
I saw a picture of Shaquille O'Neal, who I think is probably right around 7 foot.
Right.
And he was standing next to a life-size statue of Robert Wadlow. It looked like he was 5 feet tall.
Well, Wadlow would have been 2 feet taller than Shaq.
It was really weird to see that.
Yeah, it's actually nature being really cruel. It really is.
Oh, he had a horrible life. Yeah.
Poor guy. I mean, you remember how he died?
A
blister on his foot.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, got infected?
Got infected and killed him, of all things. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
Oh, man. I love this show. One of my favorites. Been a while. Two guys walking toward each other. Small town. Regular little, block of hardware stores and a sidewalk, and they're coming toward each other, and one looks at the other one, and as they're coming toward each other, each notices that the other one is dragging a foot. Take a step, drag a foot. Take a step, drag a foot. They get closer and closer and closer, and just as they're face to face, they stop. And one guy looks at the other one and says, landmine, Vietnam. 45 years ago. The other guy says, dog doo-doo, 20 feet back, 3 minutes ago.
Meet me. All right, let's check on traffic right now. And here's your host, Tim Weiland.
Yeah, we've got a couple problems out there, Dan. You've got an accident on southbound 270, just right at Ladue. It looks like they've moved it out of the left lane, possibly to the right shoulder or right lane, but traffic is jammed up solid now north of Page, down through Ladue. And then you're slow again between Highway 44 and Gravois. You've got an overturned vehicle on the ramp from Merrimack Bottom onto southbound Highway 55. Now, 55 is just running a little bit slow between Butler Hill and Merrimack Bottom, but that right lane exiting off to Merrimack Bottom really jammed up because of the emergency vehicles there. We do have eastbound Highway 40 getting a little bit better. Now you're at Grand to the Poplar Street Bridge. Southbound 170 is slow from Page down through Highway 40. Eastbound Highway 270, the usual slowdown now, McDonald through New Florissant. But northbound 170 seems to be pretty well stacked up now between Natural Bridge and Airport Road. This traffic report is brought to you by USA Network. Don't miss the return of Colony, an original drama from Carlton Cuse, tonight at 9, only on USA Network. I'm Tim Weiland from the KTRS Traffic Center.
You're listening to The Large Morning Show in the afternoon with Frank Opinion and the gang, weekdays from 3 until 6. Hi, I'm Martin Kilcoin.
And I'm Randy Norton.
Inviting you to join us for The Martin Kilcoin Show at 10 a.m. right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Want to know one simple thing you can do to flatten your belly? Hi, I'm Dr. Timothy Goodwin. If you've tried diet after diet and still have a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Which means you might just need to do one simple thing. Call the following number for a free trial of Nubiotics. 1-800-900-9460. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. That's why it works. As a doctor, I recommend it. And as I tell my patients, if your belly flattening results are too dramatic, just reduce use to every other day. If you want to flatten your belly, there is one simple thing you can do. Call now for a free trial of Nubiotics while they're still giving them away for free. 1-800-900-9460. Hurry, call now for details. 1-800-900-9460. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-900-9460.
Hello?
A steady drip, drip, drip under your toilet tank has sent you to the Super Mega Box Store for a solution.
Hello?
But your fruitless search makes your frustration level rise faster than the water on your bathroom floor.
What's somebody got to do to get some help around here?
You should have gone to the experts at Schnars Hardware.
Hi.
Hello?
Hi.
Where you get all the assistance you need from people who actually know what they sell.
Sounds like a compression ring leak.
Oh.
We could sell you a new hose, but first, why don't you tighten up the old one and see if it stops leaking?
If you don't need it, we won't sell it to you at Schnars.
I like that.
The advice is free, but if you do need something, Frank Blair and the expert staff will help you find it. So why go to the Super Mega Box Store to be ignored?
Hello?
When you could get real customer service by people who really know what they sell.
Hi, this is Frank Blair from Schnars Hardware, inviting you to come by our store, where we don't charge for the popcorn or the advice.
I like that.
For hours and location, go to schnars.com.
Expert help is waiting for you.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
At Schnars Hardware.
Anybody out there have dentures? Anybody out there thinking about getting dentures? And anybody thinking about dental implants? Well, I'm here to tell you that before you take one more step in that direction, you need to call Bowen Dental Care. At Bowen Dental Care, he will sit you down and explain all of your options when it comes to dental implants. In fact, if you have dentures right now, for the next 30 years, those dentures are going to be flopping around your mouth. It doesn't have to be like that. Some people will tell you dental implants cost $25,000, but at Bowen Dental Care, he will sit you down and explain to you that it doesn't necessarily have to cost you $25,000. There are other options for you when it comes to dental implants. Many people are calling Dr. Bowen as a first opinion, and many people are calling them as a second opinion and hearing great results. Call Bowen Dental Care for all of your dental implants needs, 314-921-3500 or Bowen Dental Care.
Flooring takes more abuse than any product you'll ever put into your home. To withstand that wear and tear requires a solid product and a superb installation. You get both from the contractor members of the Flooring Industry Council. Their crews of installed floor layers have 4 years of classroom and hands-on training and are required to take refresher classes throughout their careers. A great installation won't fix a cheap product, and an expensive flooring does not perform well when installed improperly. For the best selection of flooring products and an installation from the most highly trained craftsmen for a floor you'll be proud of for years to come, call the Flooring Industry Council at 314-968-3522 or visit ficstl.org to find a contractor near you. Again, that's 314-968-3522 or ficstl.org.
This is Christine, recruiter for the VA healthcare system. We are seeking full-time physicians in many disciplines. Successful applicants will provide high-quality, effective care directly to our nation's veterans. The VA is the largest and most advanced healthcare system in the nation. The VA offers competitive benefits, including malpractice insurance, pension, vacation, holidays, and more. Be a part of this winning team and honor our veterans. Call me at 314-488-8252. That's 314-488-8252. The VA healthcare system. Healthcare for heroes.
Quartz, not gallons or pints. We're talking about the stone.
Quartz.
And it's not just for watch batteries. It can actually beautify your kitchen and bath and increase the resale value of your home. If you haven't seen the new look of Quartz countertops in person, what are you waiting for? With top brand names like Caesar Stone, Silestone, and Polar Stone in stock, E&B Granite has the absolute largest selection of marble look quartz in the region. Choose from over 100 colors and styles of brilliant quartz at the best prices in town. Visit E&B Granite today on Manchester Road near Hampton.
SLS Las Vegas adds a mischievous chapter with the ultimate party package called Hashtag My Vegas Story. Guests 21 and over who book a two-night stay in the Boutique Story Tower receive a complimentary mini bar stocked with more than $200 worth of party essentials, including vodka, Fireball, Bud Light, Red Bull, and much more, while enjoying VIP access to day life and nightlife experiences. To book your stay, visit slslasvegas.com/myvegasstory.
It's not too much to ask for your washer and dryer to get your clothes clean and leave them undamaged. It's pretty much the whole point. Hey, it's Denise from Appliance Discounters. I want to tell you about Speed Queen Laundry. Since 1908, Speed Queen has continually offered an impeccable wash and dependability. These washers are so durable, they have been tested to last up to 25 years in your home. Best of all, Speed Queen has backed up their washers with a warranty of 3 to 5 years parts and labor. This coverage is worth $250 and it's free. Check out the Speed Queen Laundry at any of the Appliance Discounters showrooms, and as always, our savings are your savings.
ADT presents What to Consider When Considering Home Security. An ADT sign is more than a sign. It's a line in the sand. On one side, your family. On the other, an uncertain world.
For over 140 years, more people have chosen ADT to help prevent crime than anyone else. Get ADT starting at just $28.99 a month.
Tested, trusted, proven ADT.
With 36-month contract for licensing and terms and conditions, visit ADT.com.
Before we introduce Mr. Evans, I know there's everybody's freaking about the ice and everybody hates cold. The coldest temperature, not in the United States, but ever recorded in the world. I don't expect you to get where it is. What do you think it is? Fahrenheit.
Minus 68.
Oh, yeah.
What? The high ridge of the East Antarctic Plateau, 2010, August, a reading of minus 135.8 degrees.
A little off.
That is cold.
Wow.
Now we go to a place that never really gets cold. That's the Coachella Valley in Southern California, home to Mike Evans, who's brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market, which is right next door. They're east of all that other stuff in Chesterfield Valley. And gift cards, they sell them all year, thousands of them. Great idea for anybody, anytime. Annie Gunn's and the Smokehouse. Here's Mike Evans, everybody.
Give it up.
Pop quiz about 2 or 3 years ago.
And you had the high ridge of East Antarctic Plateau?
I just had it at Antarctica. Somewhere.
Well, let me throw another one at you here, because I always find stuff like this really interesting. Where is the, hold on here, where's the most photographed place in the United States? You will never get this.
Grand Canyon.
No, that's what I would have said.
Oh, Niagara
Statue
Falls?
Statue of Liberty.
The Guggenheim Building in New York.
Really?
Now, I've never seen it, but I'm looking at a picture of it, and I can kind of get it.
Yeah, I've been to the Guggenheim.
All right, one more real quick one, because, Mike, I know where you are. 3 inches of rain a year, and they lose their minds. The most rain anywhere in the world. I'll just tell you what, nobody's ever going to guess this.
I guess I know where it is.
All right, where?
It's on the Big Island of Hawaii.
No. It's in Mosnagram, India. It rains an average of 467.5 inches a year, but they had a year, 1985, where they had over 1,000 inches of rain.
Wow.
Listen to the crowd. Ooh-ah.
Ooh-ah.
Yeah, ooh-ah.
Ooh-ah.
And now, what did you have for us?
Popular question this week, a lot of stuff about the presidency today. There are 4 matching cars, the president, new cars the president will be getting. Bulletproof, can go over 200 miles an hour, can withstand a bomb. What does the Secret Service call the president's car? Tank, Darth, Stealth,
Beast. Answer in a minute. Odds and ends, worst at casting in years, the gorgeous Margot Robbie.
Mm.
Playing Tonya Harding in the Tonya Harding story?
Oh, my goodness.
I don't get it. Mm. Odds and ends, after losing to the Green Bay Packers, the classless New York Giant football team got onto their chartered United Airlines jet and commenced to trash the plane. Thousands and thousands of dollars damage. The Green Bay Packers beat you. Not that 757.
Wow.
What a bunch of jerks.
Yeah, man.
Tear up the plane?
Yeah.
More football news. Murder. Football murder. New England Patriot Aaron Hernandez writes regularly to fellow football murderer O.J. Simpson. They're pen pals.
Hey, what was the name of that guy that said that?
Here it comes.
No. What was the name of the guy who said murder? He's the guy who did the Smith Barney commercials. He goes, Smith Barney, they make money the old-fashioned way. They earn it. He was a very famous actor. He's dead.
English guy.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Murder. We'll think of it.
Sir Walter Winchell.
No. Go ahead.
Sir Walter Raleigh.
No.
Sir Walter Wheatless.
No. Go ahead. We'll think of it.
More football. Murder. New England Patriot Aaron Hernandez writes regularly to... Oh, I already did that.
Yeah, O.J.
More murder. The day after Aaron Hernandez killed each of his two victims, allegedly, he had the two different guns that he used tattooed to his chest.
Oh, that's a good idea.
With the words, "Forgive me, God," and the date.
That screams not guilty.
Yeah,
doesn't it? An AK and a Glock.
Mm. Not guilty.
How stupid is that guy?
Yeah, well.
Three very sick individuals, all Hollywood and well-known names. Be thinking positive thoughts and praying for them. Kirk Douglas, who's 100. Jerry Lewis, who's 90. Billy Graham, 98. None of them doing well.
I asked Kirk Douglas about being 100.
That, you know, though, this is the kind of thing, if only you would have recorded Franco.
I did.
Yes,
I said, Kirk, you're 100 years old. How do you feel about that? Here's what he said. I can't stand it. It makes me sick.
Unbelievable.
Well, apparently not that sick. He's still alive.
Might still be sick, though.
Oh,
he's
not
still be sick.
Sick.
Don't question Franco.
No. Don't ever
What's
do
wrong
that.
With him?
I don't know.
Just
He messed a couple things up today.
Questioning Franco.
Mm-hmm. Not smart.
You just never know. You just never know what makes people click.
You sure don't.
I know. So tomorrow is the New York, Miss New York Beauty Pageant. To enter, you need to pay $1,600 for hair and makeup, $300 for hair removal, evening gown, $1,600, mani and pedicure, $100, shoes, $60, fitness trainer, $370, pageant coach, $200, speech coach, $3,600, walking and poise coach, $1,000, headshots, $1,200, swimsuit, $300, registration and participation fee, $1,800, and interview dress, $100, so you have to give them a check for $12,130. And what's really sad is, you know, some of these women are going to come out there on stage. Tomorrow is as ugly as homemade sin.
No, wait a minute. Which pageant is this?
Miss New York.
Do they have ugly contestants in any beauty pageant?
Well, if you pay for it, you can get in.
The only thing in there that sounded sort of reasonable was the swimsuit, $300. That's the only thing that was, you know, sort of reasonable.
$12,130.
Mm. Hey, costs a lot of money to be called pretty.
I get called pretty for free.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Hey. No, we're not questioning it or arguing. We're just agreeing. Uh-huh.
Mm. And finally.
Hey, before you do the final, what do they think about the Chargers making the announcement?
I think it's one of the most ridiculous things ever. People are turning their back on the Rams. They don't care about the freaking
Something, you know, Kroenke knew this was coming. You know he did.
Well, that was part of the deal when they moved out there. That either the Chargers or Raiders had an option to move in with him.
Wow.
help underwrite the stadium.
Oh, yeah. Real quickly, because I love these kind of where's the coldest place, the hottest place. One more, because you got a lot of sun where you are, Mike. What town or city in the United States has, and it's recorded, is the sunniest place in the United States?
Sunniest place in the United States. I'm going to say...
You're not far from it.
I'm going to say Death Valley.
Arizona?
Oh, yeah, Peon's got it. Yuma, Arizona. Get this. Yuma. The sun shines for an average. If you take any year and break out, the average amount of time the sun shines is 11 hours a day.
Wow.
90% of the year, the forecast is sun.
Wow.
Average 11 hours a day. That's a lot of sun. And finally, what now? We're ready.
The pop quiz question, what do they call the president's car? Tank, Darth, Stealth, or Beast?
I'll go Beast.
Stealth.
Beast. Yeah.
I give it to you.
Dan, you and I, buddy.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
We win. Somebody's a loser. Don't want to name names. Don't want to name names. Mike Evans, courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant on the Smokehouse Market, east of all the other stuff in Chesterfield Valley. Thompson Price, the second longest running advertiser we have. Average advertiser that I speak for has been on for 8 years. I may have to dial that back a little, more like 6 or 7, because we have 3 on now who've been on less than a year. So it's probably more like 7 years. Still okay. I like that. But 20 years plus for Thompson Price, and they still do what they did when I first met Tom Price. They do it in a different place now. They've gotten a new showroom since we first, you know, met them and dealt with them. The showroom is in De Pere. It's about a quarter mile east of 270 on Manchester. As you're headed east, it's on the left-hand side of the road, right next to McAllister's Deli. And you're going to see some really, really interesting. Have you guys seen the water fountain, the faucets you can put now in any, your bathroom or your kitchen where... Much like some of the public restrooms, you just reach toward it and the water comes on.
No.
And then they have some, too, I believe, that you can let it somehow know whether you want hot or cold water without really touching anything. It's just, it's some amazing stuff. And I'm not sure why more homes, like I've always wondered why more homes don't have urinals in them. Would that be such a big deal?
Yeah.
And it seems to me, I don't know the mechanics of a urinal. I would think there'd be less parts to worry about, less things to go bad. It can be done, and I would imagine, I think he has done it in a home because I asked him about it one time. Whatever you know about that's out there that you like, add to that the things you don't even know are possibilities. And you got yourself one spectacular kitchen or bathroom done by people who... have done this for a long time and know what they're doing, and make sure you get every dollar's worth, and you'll be happy, and you will. You'll be proud of it for a long, long, long time. Thompson Price, great family business, great staff of professional people. Website, thompsonprice.com.
All right, it's time for a final check on traffic with Tim Wiley.
All right, Dan, they are working with a bunch of accidents right now. You've got a crash where only the left lane is getting through on eastbound 5570 at Highway 157 in Illinois, jamming back to 255. You've got an accident reported Highway 109 in front of Eureka High School. There's a crash on eastbound Highway 70. At last check, they were blocking the center lanes just past the Earth City Expressway. They were working with an accident on the ramp from Merrimack Bottom to southbound Highway 55. They were letting cars get through, though, on that ramp. And it does look like they've cleared the accident that was on southbound 270 at Ledoux. You still have a stop-and-go pocket or two between Page down through Ledoux, and then another one from Highway 40 down through Manchester. And this traffic report, it's brought to you by USA Network. And don't miss the return of Colony, an original drama from Carlton Cuse, tonight at 9, only on USA Network. I'm Tim Weiland from the KTRS Traffic Center.
Get the steak and cheese footlong for only $6 from Subway. It's packed with
lean steak. Get it with red onions, green peppers, and Chipotle Southwest sauce for only $6 for a limited time.
Hey, thank you for joining us. And listen, remember, you see a police officer, please, please thank him or her for what they do. Have a great weekend, everybody.
John Houseman.
That's it, John Houseman. I don't care if we even talk over the singing. They earn it. All right, I was hoping that would come up before the end of the show. And now, an official goodbye. Have a great Thursday evening, everybody.
Miles from your nice warm bed. You just remember what your past said. Or you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end, my only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending, that's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on, leave! Get out! Next!
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir!
You do get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
Hi, Dan.
All right, Dan. All right, Dan.
Bye, yeah.
In your car, on your way home, need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
Obviously, we've got phase one already in place across the St. Louis area. The temperatures are cold. We're hanging around the freezing point. We're not warming up at all. Now we're waiting for moisture to come at us from the southwest. That will unfold during the day on Friday. I'll have all the details for you. We now have an ice storm warning in effect.
When the storm arrives, it's not just the air temperatures we're concerned about. It's also the ground temperatures that'll make the difference between slipping and sliding and just a wet drive to and from work.
MoDOT is trying to stay ahead of the ice, what they're doing now that they hope pays off tomorrow.
A special award for the superintendent of the St. Louis Public School District. Who honored him and why?